I'm sitting here with Brian Chess, who is chief scientist and co-founder of Fortify Software. And Brian's company makes a software tool that does static analysis on software with a security slant. Could you explain, Brian, what your software does?
Sure, but let me back up just a second and talk about programmers in general. Programmers in general are very bright people, and we, as a bright bunch of folks, we like to think that maybe we make fewer mistakes than the average Joe. And the problem is that even smart people make mistakes, and a lot of the times it's okay when you make a mistake. You make a mistake writing your Java code, a lot of the time the compiler is going to catch it and it's going to tell you, there's a problem here, go fix it. When you're writing an email message, you might get a squiggle under a word because you misspelled it, and then you know to go fix it. The problem is that a lot of security mistakes are harder to find than that, and you can end up compromising the security of your system without having any idea that a mistake has been made. So what we do with our static source code analysis tool is we help people find their security mistakes before a hacker finds them for them.
What are the most common security-related mistakes that you've seen programmers make, smart programmers make?
So, you know, one of the things that's great about Java is it got us away from the C and C++ world where buffer overflow was the big deal. But there's still a lot of things that can go wrong in your Java code. Probably the one that people know about these days most commonly in Java is SQL injection, where a bad guy can give you input, and that input becomes part of a SQL query. And what happens is the bad guy ends up harvesting everything out of your database. Cross-site scripting is another one that we just didn't see coming. The Java community didn't see coming and is now prevalent in a lot of applications.
What is cross-site scripting?
Cross-site scripting allows an attacker to inject HTML or JavaScript or anything else that might be rendered by a browser into the response stream. So it essentially allows a bad guy to take over the victim's browser.
Sounds pretty scary. Thanks a lot.